Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Oh, shit. I can't bang my head. There we go. What happened to the internet? Did they update how this all works? I want to have the internet. Oh, it hurts. My neck hurts so badly. Not connected. Connect to the internet, you Jew. Gas Digital Network, connect. Hello, guys.
Hell of a start.
My neck is fucked up. I can't really turn my head. It's not good.
Did the vibrator help at all?
My, this industrial size fucking...
Your Sibian?
Pussy tool.
Dude.
Oh. Oh. Oh, it fucking hurts. Shannon and
this
Natalie.
This is what Natalie's bedroom sounds like, by the way.
Natalie and Shannon, I'm going to both make you guys take turns massaging me during the show. And I want to see who's a better, because my producers, what they should be, wow, that's fucking powerful, doggy.
Jesus Christ.
There we go. If you put this against your head, that's what it's like to watch Gringo Poppy. Just right against your temple. You want to feel it?
No, I watched it this morning.
Just
no, don't say that. Come
what,
on,
doggy? Man. Did you watch Gringo Poppy?
Yeah, I watched. Of course, yeah, I watched.
Oh, you watched it. Yep. What'd you think?
I laughed out loud three times.
No,
Shaw's there was really one joke that did really to get it
you
out.
You guys
of
are fucking sellouts,
dude.
Wow.
When he said,
"You can always tell." You can always tell the guys who think they're going to get on Rogan one day.
What are you talking about, dude? I don't even want to be on Rogan.
No, I'm on Team Shaw because I look like Brendan Schaub if he was made out of silly putty. But dude, there was one joke that did make me laugh. The one where he said that hot Cheetos are, what are they?
Oh,
catnip for Mexicans.
Yeah, catnip for Mexicans. That made me laugh.
Yeah.
Damn, doggy. Damn, doggy. What's the opposite of a real ass dude?
That's a great joke.
What is the opposite of a real ass dude in this fucking studio right now? Shannon, do we have anything? Oh, we can do Notorious drop, baby.
Notorious.
That was gay, dude. That was gay.
You're saying you didn't like it?
I am saying, hold on, let me, can we start the show? Don't be an asshole. Don't put me on
the spot. Wait, was there an assumption that we were going to like shit on it or something?
No, not at all. I just assumed when I asked you guys if you like Gringo Poppy, you weren't going to start with a compliment.
I thought we were having a real conversation.
Or
I know
we
were
like
fucking doing
bits at each other. Compliment, keep it real, compliment, like a compliment sandwich.
We could do that, yeah.
Okay, now you get your real opinion. Man, the lighting was fucking incredible, you know?
Yeah, he's tall.
Look, Gringo Poppy, it was a fucking, I mean, it was a work of art.
Yeah.
It was a work of art.
You went, here's my tight 25.
Dude, I mean.
Let's get this out for the
first
people.
First of all, let's give it up for the boy, because that's his sophomore effort. There's so much pressure on you, especially when you're young. It's early in your career. You put out something that goes big the first time, right?
Yeah.
Is this beginner's, like, is this, can he recreate the success? He had to go for it. He did it big. You know.
I don't think he did.
He didn't do it bigger.
He did it smaller this time. He uploaded it to YouTube after doing a comedy club set, doing a feature set at a comedy club.
He took control back. They wanted to kind of put words in his mouth. They like, dude, Brendan, you got to do your comedy this way.
I wish they could have put the word Mexican in his mouth because he said it 100 times and he can't pronounce the word Mexican. It's psychotic. It's psychotic ramblings. I don't know what else to tell you,
dude. That's his trademark. Dude, by the way,
I thought this whole time I thought his wife was a mess again.
Why, dude? Why are you hating on his fucking, like, that's his shit?
I'm not hating on him. I'm saying, look, his shit is like telling really confusing stories and getting words wrong, dude.
Leave him alone,
doggy. This telling stories with no point and getting most of the words wrong.
Yeah, I gave him credit because I had a hard time following the special. I was like, damn, this is too smart for me.
Yeah, is that what it was, dude? Probably you're too dumb.
How bad would you feel if you found out he got hit by a pickup truck behind Home Depot? And that's why he is that way. Pretty bad, right, Tim?
Listen to me. I don't ever take the bait to shit on Brendan Schaub. Because why? Like, apparently he's a very nice guy. A lot of people like him.
Yeah, he like barely ever like sues podcast
but the,
hosts.
The same way that we had to shit on Nikki Glaser's horseshit song. I feel like it is a glaring thing out there to not say, if it's brought to not say that it stinks. It stinks, and it's okay. It's okay. I think most people that did comedy for 5 years and put out a special, it would stink, right?
Yeah.
I think that he should have better friends, because the whole fucking LA comedy community, they're his boys. They should all be like, dude, chill. Dave Attell puts out a special every 5 years.
Dude, that's
why awesome. Is he trying to fucking be like, you know, one of these like Bill Burr and put out a special for you? Chill, dude. Just go get good. There was growth between the first special and this one. So just why not even also, let's just say, write another half hour. The first half hour probably better when you go and put it out down the line now.
Well, I stand by the special. I still think it's great. But like, it is very funny to like, put yourself in the headspace of a guy who all of his friends are just like, yeah, dude, you're doing the right thing. Release it.
And that's
then,
crazy.
Like, every single piece of feedback is like, you're the worst ever. This is so embarrassing that your career is over. And that's everyone else's. I think it was great.
He's a more successful stand-up comedian than me. And it's probably more successful than I'll ever be at stand-up.
Don't forget
comedy,
that.
Right?
Don't forget that for a second.
Let it be fucking known. But they're just why do I have to walk around having this like humility? Like, we all come from this like, oh dude, I suck, I'm never gonna be any good. That's, and then dude, he's out there being like, yeah dude, look at this shit. It's fucking wild.
You and your famous humility.
I do have humility.
More than Brendan Schaub. You think you're more humble than Brendan Schaub?
Is that what humility is? Oh, never mind. No, I have no humility. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Whatever, it's fine. I'm not gonna. I really don't want to shit on him because he's not a bad
dude.
You
do,
but it's this red fuck. You know what it is? It's like there's a red button and there's a little sign on the button that says "Do not press this button." Okay. And we all gotta sit here and be like, "Why can't we press that button? Why?
Let's do this. I'll say my favorite part and you say your least favorite part. What is that?
No, you're being a pussy.
What do you mean I'm being a pussy?
But you say you're least
because I'm standing by my principles. Well, in the beginning he had this like custom rap song about his YouTube channel name, and I thought that was pretty boss.
Yeah, you love that. You love custom rap songs.
Yeah, I think it's funny, dude. There's nothing cooler than when a guy raps about the thing that you're doing, and then you use it to promote yourself. And it's like, I think that's the coolest thing a guy can do.
We have that segment later.
It's funny you should mention that because on today's show we are world premiering Crack Amico's new song, and I'll tell you right now, it's a banger. I don't censor my artists, okay? Here at Gas Digital
Records, better be better than the Thick Boy rap.
Doggy, I don't know. Look, I would put this up against the Thick Boy rapper. I don't even know.
I think this is actually the angle that you should take, is put your custom raps up.
My rapper against his rapper? Doggy, Crack and Miko.
Because it's not close.
Crack and Miko will dominate this guy's asshole.
I think that's what you need. You need to send a champion. No. It would be uncouth for you to go.
Have you been watching Crack and Miko's raps?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not, no.
They're fucking banging, dude.
I can't wait.
We were here when you came up with the idea.
Oh, I love it.
We were here for the genesis of Crack and Miko.
Nice. You know what? Let's do our plugs. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do our plugs. I'm going to give away a free piece of merch, and then we're going to world premiere Crack and Miko's brand new song, which is called L.A. is Gay.
Nice. Love it already.
Folks, what do you got to plug? Mike Rainey's here. What do you got to plug, brother?
Dad Meat, as usual. If you're a fat gay retard, I think you'd really find a lot of value in Dad Meat podcast. And on top of that, I do a podcast called Little Stinkers, which we primarily cover serial killers and basically very fucked up people. We got a review of it by Phil Spector's son this week, and it was mostly positive. So check out Little Stinkers. I think if you're a real creep, you'll enjoy that as well.
Nice. Yeah. Butterly.
Go subscribe to the Stoner Dads YouTube channel. It's me, Matt McCusker, and Sydney Gant. And we're doing a weekly just podcast where we're high as fuck.
Hell yeah.
And it's in a nice time. And then twitch.tv/Tim Butterly, where I'm doing basically the best Twitch streams in all of comedy. Hell yeah. Weekly.
By far. Head and shoulders. Zach and Miko.
May 19th through 22nd, Houston, Texas, come and take a comedy festival at the Secret Group. Relive a little Skankfest magic with me. I'll see you there.
Hell yeah. We got a lot of stuff coming up this weekend. This Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, I will be at Providence Comedy Connection. The great Colin Turrell is going to be joining me on those shows. So grab your tickets now. They're going to be fucking packed out. Then May 12th, Comedy Store. We're in the main room. We actually have two shows. We sold out the early show, so we added at 10 p.m. It's The Depraved, the dirtiest comedy show on earth, featuring Tim Dillon, Andrew Santino, Jamar Neighbors, Sam Tripoli, Kim Congdon, Jeff Ross, Jason Ellis. The lineup is fucking bonkers. I'm going to tell you right now, you guys are going to love it. Come out. Grab those tickets. They're going to both sell out unquestionably, so grab those tickets in advance. Then June 3rd and 4th, I'll be the 3rd I'll be in Fort Worth, Texas. The 4th I'll be in Dallas, Texas, at Hyenas Comedy Clubs. Then June 9th I'll be in Ontario, California at the Ontario Improv. June 10th and the 11th, San Diego, California. Lots of other dates coming up, including mine and Aaron Berg's tour, Offend Everyone, which is going to be kicking off July 4th weekend at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas. Lots of other stuff coming up. So make sure you guys grab your tickets for all of those things now at lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Uncensored and ad-free. If you guys just want to go and binge watch all the Real Ass Podcasts or Legion of Skanks, that's the best way to do it. Start from the beginning. Thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else. And also, if you go to our iTunes right now, leave us a 5-star rating, positive review. We give away one reviewer, good or bad, a free piece of merch. This whole review system is how we came up with Crack and Miko, because the reviewer's name was Crack and Miko. And today's winner is JBroad978.
The title is Second Only to LOS. And it says, next to 5 stars, next to the Legion of Skanks, rap is by far one of the best podcasts out. Gas Digital is the best platform on the internet, and I've been listening for over 5 years now. Keep it up, Lewis. Ain't no one coming close to touching Gas.
Hell yeah, doggy. Gas fucking Digital. Give that guy a t-shirt or a mug. He's a fucking man. Good for him. All right, look, you know
we
what?
We still make mugs?
I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our first official Crack and Miko world premiere. Now, look, Crack and Miko's putting together an album, but he's dropping some fire leading up to this album, and I will not censor our artists. When he comes to me and he says, hey, dude, I'm dropping something, I don't even say no. I'm like, dude, this is it. You put out what you want to put out, okay? And that's the way that I fucking love it, and this is the way that I treat every artist. Crack and Miko might turn on me one day. If I tried to censor Crack and Miko, if I said, hey, dude, you gotta pull your foot off the gas. This is too much. It's too hard. He would come at me, and I'm not ready for that heat. No, everyone knows that.
It's like catching a tiger by the tail.
Yeah.
Can't control that heat.
Can't control that heat. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's the first ever Crack and Miko world premiere.
Believe me, so let's read some motherfucking names. Boy, we got CK in it, bitch. Big J in it, bitch. Louis J in it, bitch. Lot of Daves in this bitch. We got Shane in it, bitch. Diddy Souls in this bitch. Mark Norm in this bitch. Jim Norton in this bitch. Benny Moore in this bitch.
And y'all got Whitney Cummings.
LA is so fucking gay. They all woke. Better watch what the fuck you say. And your jokes, East Coast, we don't fucking play. We're fucking in his face and we don't care. Why the fuck does Bill Burr even live there? LA's so motherfucking gay.
I don't know, B.
What you
really trying to do. I better watch how I say this baboon fucking name, cause I probably end up getting sued. This shit got me in a mood. You supposed to take a joke at your motherfucking age. You tape a special and bomb out the stage worse than Travis bomb your fucking face. I gotta say, you're basically Aaron Hernandez. Just look up the stats and y'all one in the same. Open in the closet, you cheat on your women and chronic traumatically damage your brain. Bet if y'all stuck to the sports, you'd be fine. Could've laid in the back of the cut and just chilled. Only real difference between you and Aaron, what he did was funny and you've never killed. Back in high school, what Letterman? Now you wanna get on David Letterman. The shit's so sad, man, the joke's so bad that he couldn't even get on top of Letterman. Knocked on the door, but she ain't never let him in. Had to tell his woman he was gonna be a better man. On the television, he be lying like a weatherman. Taking down the videos and flushing all the evidence. Crying like a bitch, man, this shit is sickening. You won't even stand up for your brothers when they innocent. Enough about him. I'll give you back to your owners. I promise these cats ain't gonna stop till you're homeless. And that's just one of y'all comics in the land of the fake toxic. I'ma keep the rest of y'all in my back pocket. You better act like Kobe in a cockpit. Just drop it. L.A. is so fucking gay. They all broke. Better watch what the fuck you say. And no jokes. East Coast, we don't fucking play. We want smoke. L.A., y'all so fucking gay. So fuck L.A. And that's on God. Fuck your best comedian. His name is Brenton Schlob. He'll act like he don't, but he do care. Can't believe the rattlesnake almost moved there. L.A. so motherfucking gay.
Wow, holy shit.
I take back everything I said. I fucking hated Brendan Schwab's special. He could suck my dick. Andy Letterman can suck my dick.
Dude.
Brian Callen can suck my dick. He'll probably do it without consent.
It's on site with the entire West Coast.
Doggy, let's go.
Oh my God.
My goodness.
That's the funniest thing that's ever been on this show.
Dude, that's the best.
That's the only time. Rules.
The Craig D'Amico bit has turned into the greatest thing we've ever done, it's and I can retire after
ever.
This.
Dude, that might be the only time I've ever seen a wigger back up Braggadocio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did it.
No, he's the best, dude. He's going to be at Skankfest. He's performing. I'm sure he's going to do LA So Fucking Gay at Skankfest.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a hit by then.
Fuck England at Skankfest.
Dude.
I'm sure he's going to do Rattlesnake's Number at Skankfest. It'd be wild, dude.
It looks like if Steve Stifler got bit by a spider.
Oh, my God. He did have a sinister presence. Mm-hmm. I think I like that.
Doggy. Yeah, shout out to Crack and Miko. Go support him and subscribe to his channel. It's out there. It's up there right now if you guys want to go and check it out. And, you know, I don't have to sign off at everything that Crack and Miko says.
Now, was he that before you started working with him, or
no,
has
he made Crack and Miko?
Okay.
We had a competition for a white SoundCloud rapper. It went on for months, so we had hundreds of people submit.
Yeah, we really dragged it out.
And it was great. We had no content for like 3 months straight. We got to just watch videos. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was like being on the bonfire.
Hell yeah. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com has been in business for over 20 years, and if you want to get some new auto parts for your car, this is the place that you got to go to get them.
So that means no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and after all that hassle are still going to charge you a storefront markup. At RockAuto.com, you can easily find everything you need. So whether you're a mechanic, a guy working on his own car, or an idiot like me who doesn't understand how vehicles work, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing.
Yeah, there's no promo code needed. Just go to rockauto.com, and if you do purchase something there, let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Okay, where were we?
So you didn't like the special?
No, of course not. Who did? Nobody. If anybody says they did, they're lying, and that's crazy, and that's a crazy way to be. It's like,
I don't think anyone's saying that they like it, though.
Somebody has to.
No, yeah. I don't think there's a single person saying, like, you did it.
Yeah, but you don't have to put it out.
I agree.
You don't have to. Like, when Showtime comes to you and says you want to do a special and you're so young, you're like, you know what, dude, fuck it, let's go. I got the full confidence in the world. And then you see how that went. And you went, okay, you know what, I have some room to grow. They paid me and I fucking tried to execute it as what it is, you know?
Yeah.
But the next one, you go, like, I'll just fucking wait. I'll just wait a little while.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm making the call now, you know?
Yeah. It's in your court. But you know what? Like,
do you think it's that West Coast climate where they're all just like gassing each other up, you know?
I don't even know. And dude, honestly, look, I typically don't like shitting on comics. I really don't shit on comics comedy in general. I don't know, dude. My understanding is he's out there trying to sue people for fucking talking shit,
right,
for telling story. It's like,
man, LA is fucking gay.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what happened there. You know, apparently he's trying to sue that one YouTuber, Science, you know, Unique or however you say his name. And now there was a rumor that he was threatening a lawsuit with Annie Letterman and their podcast because they were talking shit about saying he was trying to cheat on his wife. That's all rumored, allegedly. I don't know. Don't fucking try to sue me, Shaw, you fucking cocksucker.
Ooh, but you're trying to bait him into a lawsuit.
Doggy, if
I You're trying to raise your profile by fighting a lawsuit against Brendan Shaw.
I can't deal with this. I have no idea if any of that's true. But I'll tell you right now, if that is true, it's some fucking grimy, grimy non-comedy LA horse shit, right? So, you know, I don't really give a shit if I'm burning a bridge with a guy who I probably would never have a relationship with anyway. He knows what the fuck we do.
You guys both like MMA.
We would. Right? You would assume that we'd be boys,
dude. You both like horsing around.
We try. We both like fucking.
You guys.
We both like doing bad comedy. We both fucking. We enjoy fucking. You know.
I mean, I would enjoy his level of success. That'd be awesome.
Oh, shit. Hold
on. It's just, you know.
There we go. Shannon, come in and massage me a little bit, please. Give me a little bit of love on my shoulders. Yeah, I don't know. Look, I don't think I'll ever do Rogan again. So it's over now. I think that was already the case.
I don't know. I think Rogan might drop him.
You think so?
I'm not going to gossip. That's not
me. Well, if Rogan was his boy, he'd be like, dude, fucking chill, dude. Stop putting out shitty specials. Thank you, Shannon. Really get in there.
I thought you meant with the gun, not an actual massage.
I want her hands. I want to see who does a better massage, her or Natalie. I bet Natalie's got great lesbian fingers.
I was going to say the opposite. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to, like...
Natalie's going to find the G-spot in your back.
She's going to do, like, double shockers.
Are you a clumsy fingerer, like a teen boy?
Oh, no.
Shannon's actually pretty good.
Natalie, what are you gonna say?
I have a vagina, so I have experience.
You have experience trying to make other vaginas feel good.
Do you have softball fingers?
No, unfortunately, no sports.
This is actually pretty decent, Shannon. You have strong fingers. Get a little on the neck if you could.
Lewis, can you rub Zach's feet while she does that to you?
No, that's disgusting. That's actually grosser than actually human centipede. thank you. All right, well, Natalie, you get in here now, too, and let me see how it feels.
I thought we were going to space this out through the show.
No. We're going to have you guys do it now. My neck actually legitimately hurts. It's fucking killing me right now. God damn it. Here we go. What is it? Stonewall Inn?
Yeah.
What's the Stonewall Inn?
The thing that the gay movement was named after.
What's the gay movement? This? Hey, that's called the Stonewall. Hey, I'm stonewalling. Let's go.
The gay rights movement was one of the first big acts of violence was somebody threw a rock at a cop at the in front of the Stonewall Inn, the bar.
Which my dad owns.
Your dad owns the Stonewall Inn?
The owners, yeah.
Whoa, can you really get on like maybe a little bit down further? Like, oh, right there. Holy shit,
you're
Natalie.
Wearing a bra, so that helps.
Dude, that's the number one reason you learn to massage girls and you pretend like the bra's in the way.
Dude, I fucking...
Who's winning?
Lewis.
I don't know, actually. Shannon had actually way stronger fingers than I thought she was going to have. And I feel like she had great rhythm, but I do feel like Natalie hit more of the spots that I was trying to... Oh, Zachy?
Precision.
Zachy. Oh, there we go.
He was chomping at the bit.
Oh, LA is so fucking gay.
Zach, hit him with an elbow.
What are you just fucking... People elbows me? Oh, fuck. I wish I did have rattlesnake oil for my neck. Thank you, racist live chat. Ow. All right, I'm sorry. Yeah. So anyway, I'm back. Yeah, whatever. It's fucking, I don't really give a shit. I'm not trying. I wasn't coming in just to shit on Brendan Schaub, but we did.
You would never do that. That's not me. I know that.
Whatever, dude. Whatever. Yeah. You know, he can shit on my special. He probably has.
God, you would love for him to notice your special.
We'll give it to you some views. Please, Schaub, go shit on my special. Please.
Yeah.
But then you see like Joe List. His special was so incredible. Fucking good. It was so good that it made me go like, what am I even doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I even fucking doing here? Right. You see Shane, you're like, God damn it, dude. These guys are fucking just joke, 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 joke. And then you watch Schaub's special. You're like, all right, I can do this. I got this.
What do you think is more inspiring? Somebody being as good as Joe List or the other end of the spectrum to make you think like, all right, I got to fucking really kick it in the high gear and put somebody.
It is. Joe's special was so good that it was de-inspiring.
Mm.
Is that a word? Disinspiring.
It was demoralizing.
I was disinspired. It was so good. That's how fucking funny Joe List's special. Go watch the new special that Joe List put out on fucking YouTube. It was so good. It was like joke, 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 nonstop. Just joke, 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 joke. Every fucking, there was like 10 jokes in every subject. It was just fucking masterful. And that is like, it makes you go like, fuck, dude. I'm like working on material. I'm like, I gotta just do something. I gotta change it all. Yeah. I gotta get to work. It makes you want to work, but it doesn't make you want to put shit out.
Yeah, because you'd hate for someone to see you in this, you know?
Doggy. That's fucking, Joe's was crazy.
I definitely feel.
Watch, Shannon, what are you saying?
Can you, like, do you have your phone? Can you look at it?
Do I have my phone? Can I look at it?
Is there a problem? Is Brandon calling you right now?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
And Shannon, she asked me if I wanted nudes. I was like, ew. Oh, Shannon. She's trying to fuck me at all times on this show. It's a wild thing. No, it's fine. So anyway, let's talk about some other things. Okay, you know what? Let's do Does It Live? Does it live or does it die?
Shannon, if you start Gringo Poppy right now, that will not be funny.
Shit.
Does it live or does it die?
Okay, so I don't have a video.
Oh, there's no video.
No. Wow. I just have the story.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so in New York City, actually here in the Lower East Side, a man plunged off of his balcony from a New York City high rise. And not only did he jump, but he also took with him his two dogs and cat.
Two dogs and cat.
Yeah. So you tell me who you think lived, if anybody, and who
so
died.
So there's a man, two dogs, and a cat.
Yes.
Okay, did he hold the dogs and duct tape himself to the cat's back so that the cat would land on its feet and he would be fine?
This is Noah's Dark.
What position would he be on the cat's backing? Because I'm picturing him
back
riding
back.
The hat.
He's
picturing
fucking the cat as he's going down.
The cat as a tiny horse, I think, would be the
best. No, I think back to back, so that way the cat lands on its feet and catches you.
Of course.
Dude, I think the cat lived. I think these dumb dogs splatted because dogs just fucking, they don't get it.
You think the dog splatted and the cat catted?
I think the dogs died, the guy died.
I feel like
how many stories?
He jumped from the 14th floor.
Wow. And yeah, cats land on their feet, though. But then again, I have a friend who, in elementary school, he, you know, we always heard the cats land on their feet. Mm-hmm. He was on like the third floor of his friend's house, and he took the cat and just fucking flung it out the window, and the cat died. Yeah.
Well, if a cat gets flung from high enough, it will kind of cartwheel in the air a lot. They cartwheel, basically.
All right, Shannon, what do we got?
Well, let's guess first.
I also feel like dogs never die right away, by the way. Like, you see a dog get, like, smoked by a car, it always, if it lives, it just takes a couple of steps and then it dies. It's never, like, instant.
Yeah, it always has a noise to make for.
yeah. It'll drag its, like, crushed back legs behind it and then just plop down. So that's what I think happened to the dogs.
So you think the dogs are dead?
I think guy died. At least one animal lived. Or else this wouldn't really be a story.
I'm going with
it?
The cat. The dogs are dead. He's dead. Cat lived.
I agree. Cats live. What is it, Shannon?
So he died. One dog died. And the cat died. One dog survived.
One dog survived.
It just has broken legs.
Oh, no. They had to kill it.
The surviving dog was a pit bull, and that killed the cat.
Yeah, dude. I fucking...
Why would you take your pets with you?
I don't know.
They might starve.
Yeah,
but they're definitely gonna splat.
But smushing is much more humane than starvation.
Dude, what if he thought he was taking them to heaven with him?
Oh,
he didn't want to leave them.
Yeah, that's why.
Yes, can we get a, or do we have a sport watch drop? Ladies and gentlemen. Time for sport watch. I like it. I like all these graphics, Shannon. The clock is ticking on Sports Life.
Mm.
I'm taking them to the vet tomorrow.
You should just jump out of your house with
them. Right, for them to look at them or just to...
I want an assessment. Shut up, Shannon. Okay. We're not just putting them down yet.
I wasn't asking to be a jerk. I genuinely was asking.
We grilled them a bunch of chicken yesterday. We had a barbecue, grilled them a bunch of chicken. He's fucking killing it, right? Diaper. crushing it, crushing the diet now. Okay,
is it adorable?
It's adorable. He pissed in it last night. He took it off himself. I have no idea how. It was fucking crazy.
Do you wear a diaper too, so he doesn't feel alone?
So what I've been doing now is,
oh, Lewis in a diaper would look like the worst episode of Rugrats ever.
He barely.
Baby's got to do what a baby's got to do.
He barely will eat his hard crunchy food, so now he eats the chicken. So what I'm doing today, I'm buying some like chicken stock or some bone broth. And I'm going to put it in with his like hard old person food to see if that encourages him to eat it a little bit more.
Oh, soften it up for him. That's so nice of you.
It's been brutal though.
What's wrong with him?
He's just old.
He's just old.
He's almost 17.
And I apologize. I believe somebody posted that the average age
for Jack Russell is 12.5 years.
Yeah, 12 and a half years, right?
Yeah.
So that's a good run.
Yeah, he's had a great run. Great run, but then so I got to bring him to the vet tomorrow. I'm going to just see what they say. I'm going to get my own personal vet. Give me the opinion, doc. Like, do you think he's in suffering? Do you think he's in pain? Because he doesn't act like he's in pain, but then he cut his face on something. He has a little cut in his face, right? And now when I pick him up, he goes like this, and he like just rubs his face like he's in pain on my shoulder. And I'm like, the only time he's showing he's in pain is if I hold him. And it's like, I think he's just a tough dog that's in a ton of pain right now.
What if you take him to the vet and they're like, sir, this dog has no pulse.
This dog has been dead.
This dog has been dead.
It's a weekend at doggies. Are you doing bucket list stuff with him too?
No. I mean, he's old. He can't do anything. I wish I could. I wish I could go fight up in a pit bull ring or something. rape a puppy. I don't know what would he want to do. What do Jack Russell Terrier like? Kill a rat?
Bite a neighbor's child?
Yeah, dude. Fucking bite the mailman, piss on a fire hydrant, the biggest fire hydrant we could find. No, he's just like literally, we showed it on Skanks, but it's almost so funny. I kind of want to show you guys as well. Mm-hmm. It's fucking, dude, it's so me. I showed this to my son and he started crying laughing. He thought it was so fucking funny. Pull up old Brian. Shannon, it's a 37 second clip. Old Brian Family Guy. Because this is exactly the way I treat sport right now. It's pretty goddamn close.
Is this from like early on? I think I remember seeing
this. Maybe. Dude, it's so funny. It's just, they do those like scenes where Brian's like, he's in a kennel and he's like, I thought I was going to die like every dog, of old age or whatever. Pull it up, Shannon. You got it. I know. I vamped enough. I feel like this is enough time. 37 seconds. There we go. No, rewind a little.
Let's get you to the living room.
Rewind a little. Rewind a little.
You did
rewind
a little. Really great job.
Well, it was the 37 second clip specifically.
Come
there
on, we boy.
Go. Right there. No, go back. Right there. There go back. Go fucking back.
We thought I'd go slowly. Come on, boy. Here we go.
Maybe they edited it weird.
Let's get you to the living room. Oh, I'm going to hold his hips while he stands confused. Go on, boy. It's right there. It's water. You like it. There you go. You're doing it yourself.
I feel you, Mike.
That's it. So I do have to sometimes push his nose into the water a little bit to remind him that there's water there.
Push him a little further and hold it for about 45 seconds.
Oh, shit.
Has there been any point where you've considered like doing it yourself? Just so.
No, well, we called the vet and asked how you can do it yourself, and they wouldn't give us any information. They were not happy about this idea. So,
yeah, what size gun should I use on this dog?
So, let's see. All right, let's talk about this. Tennessee family discovers their 17-year-old daughter was being tracked via Apple AirTag while at Disney World. What the fuck does that mean?
So it's funny because last year for Harrington's birthday, I bought him an Apple AirTag.
Yeah.
So you can use it as a keychain.
So this is what he's up to?
But you can use it to things that you lose a lot. You just kind of stick it onto the thing. So apparently people are using it to stalk or track human beings because it's just a tiny little thing. So they're putting in their book bag or on their body in some place.
Oh, so you could finger it into a girl and like track her and use it almost like the same way like a spy movie.
Right. Yep.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And so, so with this family, and okay, this is what it looks like, just so you can see how little it is. It's this little thingy.
You could figure that into somebody.
So in order to kind of stop this type of thing from happening, what Apple does is if there is an AirTag that doesn't belong to you, that's kind of following along where you're going, it'll show up in your notifications. So once this showed up in their notifications, they're like, where the hell is this thing? So they shook out all their clothes.
But they're like, hold your nose and blow.
So yeah, it was tracking them for 4 hours.
Did it say where they found it?
No, it says that after they were shook out of their clothes and everything and then drove away, and it was still in the same spot that their car was parked. So they think they shook it out but didn't realize that they shook it out.
Well, that's just what this pedophile wants. It's like you see a kid stripping off all her clothes.
Yeah, pedophile. Tracking it for 3 17. She's a woman in some jurisdictions.
A hebophile. Isn't that what they call it?
Jew?
Yeah, I mean... so what are we doing with this one, Shannon? Is this Toit or Noit? Is that what we're playing? No. Was the girl Toit? Let me know, Shannon. I don't know what the point of all this is.
Oh, it just, I feel like it's something maybe somebody with kids would want to know about this, because somebody could just be tracking your kids, or you could be tracked. And if you don't have this notification allowed on your phone, you're not going to know if there's an AirTag on your body.
Yeah.
Well, what if this is a trick, though? What if they're trying to get you to enable that so that they could do some like double trick?
Yeah, it's a small world.
Yeah,
I don't trust anything.
Do you want to see the 17-year-old? You know,
wait, they show the girl?
Yeah. Not
oh, that's sick. No, Shannon, no, she's a child. Oh, Toit. I mean, Noit. Noit, she's Noit.
This is her and her mom.
Her mom's Toit, to be honest with you.
That looks like the kind of mom that would love for her daughter to get wrapped up in this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I mean? I'm so glad I don't have a daughter.
Why?
Because you have to worry about fucking rape.
Hey, I mean, your son can get raped.
Probably it's
more likely, actually.
No, way less likely. What are the numbers on fucking girls to boys? It's like wild. I promise you. Like,
I bet you children,
and I'm not going all woke, easy, like rape culture-y here, okay? Like, you know. But if you're a little girl out there, it just ain't happening. I guarantee you, I bet you Natalie and Shannon have both,
been
whatever
raped.
Their version of sexual assault is, it's probably some loose horse shit, but I guarantee you both of them will tell you a story right now where they were hurt by some man. Guaranteed.
Tim and I raped each other just to up the male numbers.
Am I right or am I wrong, Natalie? You guys don't have to tell us your stories, but you're part of the statistics. Am
no,
I, right?
I don't have one.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Shannon, what about you?
No, not sexual assault. No,
you've never been sexually assaulted. Has a man ever pinched your ass?
I've like grabbed my ass in a club.
Yeah,
By
the way, when they're talking about like one out of five women, they're counting that. That's like all the dumb horse shit like that too. Like a guy winks too hard at you, you're like, oh, ooh.
Yeah. But Shannon has the disposition of like a 50s diner waitress. Like, all right, keep your hands to yourself, Chuck. Shannon's been through it.
Natalie, a guy's never pinched your ass like walking down the street?
No. I like don't go out enough, I don't think.
Damn, we need to get Natalie out more.
I've been like catcalled. That's the closest thing I can think of.
What's the creepiest the guy thing guys?
You look like you have a lot of cats.
I was like, thanks, you're right. No, can't think of it specifically. I just know it's happened.
Wow.
Yeah, take that, Louis.
Shannon, how many times? So hold on. I bet more than once a man has grabbed your ass or your boob in a club.
I mean, I worked in the nightlife industry for
so
like
you multiple times.
Yeah,
exactly. So you're just hardened. You're a battle hardened.
So are we. Don't worry.
But I feel like a quick grab of the ass thing, and then like I turn around and like elbow somebody or whatever is different than a boob grab, though.
Don't be.
She's talking about like sexual mosh pits, by the way. Like just a little bit of. Hey, grab my ass a little bit, and I fucking elbowed him in the neck. We're moshing, dude.
Yeah. You go to hardcore shows, and there's just guys.
Yeah, so you hit guys if they grab your butt.
Yeah, I will like react to the situation. Yeah,
I would have fucking grabbed your elbow, put it right behind her back.
But this is like in like, you know, crowded clubs though, like guys that, you know, I'm never gonna like know who did it for sure.
So you just elbowed some random dude, fucking psycho.
Whoever's punched the nearest Indian guy.
Shannon, in their defense, you are so beautiful that you're essentially a hand magnet. So just know that.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
You are fucking. First the Schaub shit, now the Shannon shit.
Oh, that's right. I can't believe what you say.
Rainey is full of shit.
I actually think it as a compliment. Shannon, we all think you're a hand turkey.
Dude, I was reading Harry Potter to my son this morning. Mm-hmm. We read it last night. We're like at the last few pages of the first book. Dude, I bawled like a baby in front of him. I couldn't even hold it. And usually with the, when we watch movies and I'm going to cry, I hold it in, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, Dad, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. Shut up. This, you can't read words if you're crying.
Oh, yeah. Like your voice gets a little bit
yeah,
like wavering.
Dude. It got No, dude, it was fucked
Harry
up.
I appreciated that.
No, it was fucked up, dude. They were talking about...
Do you do voices for him when you're reading Harry Potter?
I did. The Grit Guts Bankers. It's like, ew, get off our gold.
You call that a broom?
I got some great girls for your podcast next week.
That's what passes for a spell these days?
No, I do Voldemort in like a hissy, snaky sort of tone. Mm-hmm. I can't do a British accent very well, so it's just going to get annoying.
Do you give a little bit of effort?
A little bit. Well, with Hagrid, they write Hagrid, they write him with like a shitty Cockney accent.
Yeah, they take the H's off of Harry.
Yeah, yeah. So you speak as Harry, as Hagrid, you have to sort of fill it in a little bit. You have to read ahead a little bit. It's actually a kind of difficult book to read out loud. Not for nothing. Don't be a fucking asshole, but you know what? Why don't you pull up a page with Hagrid speaking, and I want to see Butterly read Hagrid out loud the way it's supposed to sound and make it engaging for your kids. Fuck you, Butterly, you bitch.
Shannon, can you pull up J.K. Rowling's tweets for me to read?
Doggy, I'm telling you right now. Hagrid sucks to read. Your eyes have to skim ahead and you have to fill in the you know, like sometimes there's like tests where they leave certain words out, mm-hmm. but you can still get the whole general picture. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do with Hagrid. Yeah. And you have to say your own version of what Hagrid's saying. Because if you just try to read it phonetically, it ain't happening, doggy.
Can you try an English accent for us?
Hello.
It's just gay and out of breath.
All right, Harry Potter.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, but I'm not doing it the whole book.
Why not?
The old book.
I don't know. You go all out for your son.
We did an entire episode of Real Ass Podcast with in a British accent mm-hmm. once, and everyone on the show did a British accent, and nobody said why or mentioned it. We just did it. 90% of the people hated it. 10% thought it was the greatest bit we've ever
really
done.
Thought it was really funny. Yeah, that was like our closest to Andy Kaufman.
That's a good ratio for
we never mentioned it. We just talked about the stories like it was just a regular old day at the office. A
lot of bundles of sticks.
Yeah. So, Shannon, pull up a page from Harry Potter where Hagrid is speaking, please.
Okay, I think I found one quote here.
Go ahead.
This section here.
Go ahead. Butterly, you fucking dick. Go ahead.
I don't think that there's actually... Is there... That's Harry is talking in that.
Well, that's...
Yeah. You had a hard time going, 17A, said Hagrid, as he accepted a bucket-sized glass of wine from Fred. You had a hard time with that?
17A?
Yeah.
He's a giant. You have to make him more giant-like. Mm-hmm. You didn't know he's half giant, right?
Yeah. I thought he was full giant, actually. Sorry.
His mother was a giant, I believe, right? And his father was a regular-sized person? Like, we can find that out later on. Mm.
Me pop was into big bitches.
Well, if it was a giant man, he would have murdered this person with his penis.
The dad was just a regular black guy.
All right, here. Go ahead. Let's see. Yeah, read this.
She keeps me cell phone on. She does.
Go ahead. Read this line.
Is this Hagrid?
Yeah.
I am what I am, and I'm not ashamed. Never be ashamed. My old dad used to say, there's some who hold it against you, but they're not worth bothering with.
You're a goddamn, great, you're perfect. Do you want to read this to my son?
I'd love to.
Can we see an audiobook where you read it? And
yeah.
Damn, doggy.
I do love Hagrid. I must confess, no, but I love Hagrid.
You
so
do
much.
Love Hagrid. So. Hagrid's a lovable character.
Yeah. I had a big beard when those movies were like wrapping up, I think. I was just like, I'm pointing my head, look kids, that's
what you want to
that's be. Dad. Yeah. that's your big goofy dad.
See, you watch the movies, you never read the
Yeah, book, I watched so. The movies.
Yeah,
the
book is fucking great though, but there's the whole scene in the book which really got me. I mean, Harry, you know, if you remember the book, the one character tries to like kill Harry, he's like choking him, mm-hmm. but Harry's skin is burning the guy's hands. Mm-hmm. Like the guy can't touch him. Like he can't touch him. And then Harry realizes this and he like grabs on his face and then he has all this intense pain. He wakes up in the hospital, right? But then Dumbledore shows up and explains why Harry could do that. Oh, dude, it fucking got me. It was because his mother died protecting him and her love cast a spell of love over Harry, where somebody who couldn't understand that type of love would have a physical reaction to it. And I'm reading this and I'm like, and my son's like, what the fuck is going on right now? He's like, are you okay? And I'm like, love, she loves him so much. I love you like that, baby boy. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, you gotta understand, man.
His father died jerking off while trying to come.
It was crazy. I had to stop. And he was like, Dad, it's okay. And he like hugged me. And I was like, oh, no, we got to read this later, baby boy. He's like, you really can't finish now. I was like, no.
You have to like record it for that part.
Dude, it was brutal. It was brutal.
Damn.
And that was the first time that I've like really like let go like that.
Whoa. It was
fucking
did it surprise
you? And I said, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm being a pussy. He was like, yeah.
did you surprise yourself or were you like, you knew it was coming?
No, sorry, my voice started cracking. It was awful. Now he has this very, it's not like he's that young. Like he has this very strict memory of his dad just not being able to handle the end of the Harry Potter book. It's fucking wild. I have to go fucking kill a hooker in front of him now. I don't know what to do.
You got
to
get hard. You got to do something. Road rage fight.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. Mm-hmm. I do have to counterbalance the gayness of crying at the end of Harry Potter. God damn it.
You get locked up for 6 months.
It's not even a particularly like sad or touching scene. It was simply mentioning a mother loving her boy. Mm. It got me. Mm. Holy shit.
That's mommy issues for you.
That is real mommy issues, mm-hmm. for sure. Do you think it was mommy issues? Or, it was partially mommy issues and partially reading it to my son and like...
Oh, dude. It's definitely mommy issues, bro.
Shut up, dude.
No, I got caught by like a video game one time.
Oh, no.
It was a video game where it was like a very like poorly written. It was this game Hades. And at the end, like his mother was like waiting for him somewhere. And he thought that like she was and like I was just like, oh, my God. I had to explain the whole story of a video game. I was like, babe, this is like really fucking me up right now.
The same thing happened with me at the end of Street Fighter when Chun-Li, when you beat it with her, and she goes, now that I've avenged my father's death, I could be a young, hot girl again. And she's like all slutty and hot. That got me. I was like, oh.
Mm. Yeah, did you ever watch the animated Street Fighter 2 movie where there's an extended Chun-Li shower scene with full boobs?
No.
Yeah, and
can
then,
we right
and
now,
then
please?
Vega breaks in and they have like a very sexually charged fight.
Is Vega a homosexual?
He's a homosexual, but he rapes straight women, I think. That was my understanding. And
which
I
is like a fucking, that is like
a power move.
Yeah. It's nothing to do with sexuality. It's about his evilness.
Oh, yeah.
Vega was a straight up, like, his whole thing was like, he talked shit. You know, when you win, like, you know, Blanca would be like, I'm a monster and you'll never beat me. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Ryu would be like, feel the power of my Hadouken. Yeah. Vega was like, I have beautiful hair.
Yeah. I have
delightful skin.
He was a ninny, dude.
Yeah.
He was a fruit, but he definitely was like sexually threatening.
He was also great. He was very easy to play cheap with.
Well, it's because he was a fucking boss, dude.
Let's see.
He was never supposed to be played with. Oh, come on, man. Don't do this to me. Stop. This might be the censored version, by the way. I've been fooled before.
Doggy, look at those fucking cheeks. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, man.
First of all, this is crazy. No Chinese woman in the world has a
butt
like
that. That's
one
of my favorite Patrice jokes. Asian women have asses like CD cases.
This is Chun Li. Hell yeah, doggy.
Oh, come on, dude.
Ooga.
Yes.
She has big, fat tits.
Yeah, this is the best
ever. How old
ever.
Is she supposed to be?
She's like a cop, I think.
Okay.
No. Calm down, Zach.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know.
That was it?
So
can we see Vega show up?
There's a fight scene right after that where they're fighting, and she's wearing like a long sleeve, like yellow, like terry cloth sweater and panties. And it's.
I used to jerk off.
Oh my God.
I used to jerk off to just making her flip and pausing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw her ass.
Dude, doing spinning bird kick with her legs split upside down.
That you had to use a little more imagination. When she flipped, they had a full straight up. They illustrated her ass. Like you saw, she was wearing a thong and she was upside down.
There was also a couple of frames where you could see what was under E Honda's towel.
Yes.
That was cool too.
It looked like a fucking sushi roll.
Yeah, yeah. It was a salmon roll.
Yeah,
sure.
Dude.
Nice, dude. Video games are hot.
Hell yeah.
So sad about my mom.
Can you still come to something that simple if you saw it? Is there anything out there that could do it for you?
That, weirdly, that just when they showed her tits, it didn't turn me on as like, oh my God, I can go jerk off to that. But it did. It tickled something inside of me.
Well, also, you have to remember, We didn't watch the whole movie leading up to this. You didn't see her in her inner uniform. You didn't see all the build up to it. You just saw a naked lady in a shower.
You don't see it coming. If somebody didn't tell you, you don't see it coming.
Yeah,
like you understand it's Chun-Li because I told you, but like until she wraps up the buns, you know, that's why the boobs didn't. I didn't set this up properly.
There we go. Come on. Vega's all jacked. No, Vega was a little thin little fucking queef.
Yeah. Oh, God. Vega.
Okay. This movie looks like it sucks dick.
No, it's so fucking good.
It was great.
Nice.
Oh, we got a cunt.
Yeah, right?
Whoa.
Did I tell you?
Whoa, all right, dude. Never mind. I'm back.
Yeah, this movie rules.
I mean, also like the way her boobs—the way her boobs are jiggling—it's purposefully animated that way.
Yeah.
It's not like they just caught her boob jiggling. They had to take time to draw one boob there, then one boob a little bit above it, one boob a little bit above
it. They're like folding pages up and down, like checking out boob wobble, and like there's a supervisor standing over your shoulder. And he's like,
they got notes back.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we got it.
Wow. When I was a kid, they came out with a thing for Genesis that was like an octagon you stood in.
I remember that.
And you could punch and kick over it, and it would control the buttons. But I saw the commercial for it, and it would be like, when you punch, they punch. So I thought it meant that the person on the screen did whatever you did.
Me too.
So I got it for, I think, Christmas. And the first day my parents weren't there, I got in it, played as the girl in Streets of Rage 2, and just took my shirt off. Expecting to see video game titties. And then it like occurred to me what actually the product was.
Did your parents walk in on you beating off inside the octagon?
I think I played with it once.
Oh, man. That's so funny because like later that night, your dad tried the same thing after everyone went to bed.
Yeah, dude, fucking video games. They really turned around. Chun-Li was kind of hot, right? They didn't really make chicks super hot in video games growing up. When I was in my age that I would jerk off to something like a video game, the graphics weren't good enough to be jerking off to.
Well, they were 2D mostly.
What? Yeah.
I jerked off fully to someone took a picture of the original Lara Croft from Tomb Raider and like airbrushed it to make it look like it was nude. And I was just like, this is the ultimate.
Yeah, that was, how old are you?
36.
You're a few years younger than me. Mm-hmm. Chun-Li has introduced the 15-year-old daughter of Inspector Do Rai, a Hong Kong police chief who has schooled her in the martial arts. So she's introduced at that time, but maybe when the movie is made, she's a little bit older. Shannon, stop trying to turn us into fucking
Street Fighter 2. She's showing us Street Fighter Alpha 1 lore. We're talking Street Fighter 2.
I mean, she's obviously 16 and a
much
half.
Older.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that, like, you know, who else was there? It was like Princess Peach was just a little
She got pretty hot during the Wii era, and they started doing the sports games and stuff. Like, they put her in, like, soccer shorts.
Oh, yeah? They made her hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I just wouldn't have wanted, like, Peach has been kidnapped so many times.
She's used.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want her back. What do you think they're doing with her? Like, the whole fucking, the amount of times, like, she's
damaged goods.
She's deranged, dude. Yeah, she's going to come back and be an Amber Heard lunatic.
Yeah.
After the third rape, the Mario Brothers are like, you know, we got pipes to fix, you know.
No, dude, if you're getting your dick sucked in Mario, Birdo.
I don't know, Birdo.
Ooh.
Birdo is Birdo's the
trans, with, by the way.
Yeah. Birdo's the move.
Yeah. Toadstool is what I call my dick after I fuck her in the ass. My toadstool.
I love it.
That's pretty good.
That's the move.
That's Birdo.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That was made to stick your dick
out. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You think there's like a disfigured woman that has that?
Well, she also, that bitch, she does the thing where she throws the balls out of her mouth. Yeah, right?
Yeah,
the eggs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But when you see, if you actually watch the animation of it, she sucks in to blow out.
Ooh.
So that shit would be...
You dirty bitch.
She's a fleshlight dinosaur.
Yeah. Is there any other fuckable?
Well, then, so like when we were a little older, like all those like Dead or Alive, like Japanese fighting games came
out.
That
was gratuitous.
Where those were just straight up like chicks with their tits out fighting.
Jiggle physics.
Yeah.
Well, like all the Mortal Kombat ones, you know, like.
Yeah. Those like were all Katana and shit.
Yeah. They were all kind of hot, you know.
Oof.
But once again, I was old enough at this point, and porn had been introduced. By the time they had like Mortal Kombat like 7, right, and it was like all the fucking hot chicks, and it wasn't just a weird looking Sonya Blade. I had already graduated to porn. I was jerking off to porn magazines since I was like 9.
Have you ever seen the game Custer's Last Stand? I think that's what it's called. Or maybe Custer's Revenge. It's you just rape a Native American woman. There's one game where you jerk off a ledge and the person on the bottom has to catch it in their mouth. But there's another one where at the end of each level, there's like a fat-titted Native American chick tied to a pole and your character just fucks. Yep, there we go.
Whoa.
Did she fuck her?
She's smiling. That's not a rape.
Whoa.
Look at his penis.
Wait, what is this for? It's for Atari?
Yeah.
Atari.
It's a real game?
Yeah.
This is called Dung.
Wow. I would have jerked it to that at the time, guaranteed.
You definitely would have jerked it to that at the time. That's crazy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, then there was another one where you're like on top of a building jerking off.
Same game?
No, it's a different game where you're the person on the bottom and you have to catch all the loads in your mouth.
Wait, he's getting points for fucking her.
Yeah. The longer you fuck her, the more points you get.
That's wild.
I teach people about things.
You do. The great Zach Amico. All right, let's talk about this. Alabama inmate facing murder charges disappeared with a jail guard.
So the female jail guard is 56, and the murder suspect is 38. So he disappeared along with her. This is what he looks like.
Okay. All right, King.
Tweet.
Damn, it's my dad.
Twitter noit.
And this is the two of them together.
Oh, that's Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Wow.
So,
she's 56?
Yeah, that's what she's listed as.
She's kind of youthful for an old fat, dumb bitch. An old
fat, fucking, obviously, meth addict.
Yeah.
So, apparently, they don't know 100% if she is, like, voluntarily helping him or not. But apparently she put in papers for retirement 2 days before he went missing. She set up for him to go for a psych evaluation, which he wasn't supposed to be scheduled for. And it was after that transport that he disappeared.
Oh, so they're fucking on the run. Where are they at now?
Hold on.
We don't know like what the...
This is the Lauderdale County.
Dude.
And Alabama. So, yeah, we don't know where they
went to Mexico. Mm. Yeah, I feel like you're that south. You got to go. You got to get so across exciting, the border.
Man. I mean, how would you even try to start hitting on your guard? Like that would be like the fan. Like, all right, dude, I got to fuck this chick and get myself out of here.
Just offer a glass of toilet wine.
The chubby 60-year-old woman. This is the most exciting thing possibly in the world.
Yeah, I would think the two.
Being a 60-year-old chubby woman, and now you're like on the run with an inmate and just getting dicked the fuck down. It's
a fantasy.
This is
I'm sure she fantasizes about it all the time, right? That's like has to be a thing. Mm-hmm. It's like when teachers fuck their students. It's like
it's so taboo,
dude. It's just like they're gonna want to fuck their students. It's gonna be built in. I'd say most teachers probably want to fuck their students, not children, but I'm saying like most high school teachers. If I had to guess, all the women and all the dudes, they secretly have a fantasy, some sort of teacher student fantasy. Garen fucking teed, right?
No, I think they just love making $35,000 a year.
That's crazy.
So I'd imagine it would be one of two strategies. Either you hit on her hard.
Yeah.
Look at you today.
Like,
you
damn, ma.
You never.
Or when the other dudes are like animals, you're like, you're better than this.
Get a load of these guys.
Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry they treat you like that.
It's surprising because you would think that a 60-year-old fat white woman in jail would be viewed as like Jessica Rabbit. Yeah. You know, by every other dude, but you go with a white guy. That's surprising.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I would assume that, like, you don't really hear that happen the other way, right? Like, women prisoners getting fucked by the male or the male COs. Does that happen a lot?
They get them.
They have a lot of male
prison
guards.
You know
about
women's prisons, don't you?
Jody Arias, I know, got somebody fired, and it was just, like, a homely-looking guy that I think she was just trying to ruin his life because he did get fired over it.
Is that, that was the chick who killed her kids?
She killed her boyfriend.
Who killed her kids?
Susan Smith was one who killed her kids.
There was a few.
No, he's thinking of the hot one.
Yeah, the hot one. Dude.
Casey Anthony?
She's out. Oh, she's just out there, dude.
Dude, I'm stunned she never got into porn.
Yeah.
She was custom made.
She was a goddamn legend. She was fucking her lawyer for free legal counsel.
Well, yeah, she got off with killing her kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's a crazy fucking thing, dude. I can't even read the last page of Harry Potter to my son.
Much she had partying to do, buddy. Yeah. You got it out of your system.
That's
crazy. She had a few more years of partying in her.
She competed in a hot body contest days after killing her kid.
Yeah. She win?
The kid won.
I could not find that.
Cold body contest.
Coming out of the grave, Kaylee Anthony.
Shannon, what is this? Fictosexual community is growing in Japan. What is that?
So it's apparently a sexual attraction to a fictional character. And this guy, and I think we've talked about it before when he actually married this avatar. Hold on one second. So
it's there's a big blue bitch with a tail.
Here, you can look at this. So there's this system thingamajiggy, this black thing that's like $2,500, and that you can see, like you can interact with the hologram of a character. Mm. And so that's what he married. And
Shannon, stop bringing retarded subjects to the show.
I have so many stories there. You chose.
I thought it was going to be better.
I think this is interesting.
Okay, good. Tell me more.
He's in love with a fake item. That's not interesting.
That's not interesting.
He married it.
And it's an animated 16-year-old hologram with saucer eyes and lengthy aquamarine pigtails. When you describe her all saucy like that, you know, fine. I guess I understand. I can see why you'd fall in love with it.
Can you go back to the picture of the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what Japanese dorks look like. But I
Asian it, Joe baby. List.
Joe Rist.
Joe Rist.
So Shannon, fart jar didn't really work out. But if we programmed a little Shan in the can, and you could have sex with your Shan in the can.
I mean, it would be so expensive.
Think about the hundreds and hundreds of hours of audio that already exists of you. They could probably just use that in a program and make Shan in the can and sell it to lonely men.
I think that this is a retarded story, and that's fine, Shannon. It's okay. Can we see some more fake nudes of Shannon and Natalie, please, in the Race of Life chat? Can we do that? That is the worst. That is the worst story that you've ever brought to the show, Shannon.
Oh, but also there was a glitch with the software, and he wasn't able to talk to his wife for a couple of days.
Okay, never mind. I'm back in. I'm completely back in.
You know what you did.
all right, pull up. You know what? New scam that Jew. Family loses $6,000 in a hotel room service scam. I love this scam. Ladies and gentlemen, scam that Jew. What is this scam, Shannon? I love it. I love it. Explain it.
Okay, so a family was staying at a hotel, and they had somebody put like a little flyer underneath their door for room service. So they ordered from the room service and waited about an hour or so. Then they called the front desk and they were like, oh, we don't have any orders for your room. And apparently when they ordered the food, they used their debit card. And then they got a notification that somebody tried to charge $6,000 to their card. Sick. So the whole thing was a scam.
This is how they found Anne Frank, too.
So what they do is they take a slip and they put like a thing to order room service. You check all these things. But wouldn't they you just charge it to the room? Why would you actually pay with your credit card? What a moron.
I would assume it was a phone number and they called it and gave their credit card over the phone.
Uh-huh.
So they're fucking dumb.
Stupid.
Yeah, they're stupid people. But I love it. That's a great scam right there.
Because you literally just walk around the hotel, do the slips once. Somebody's probably going to call and you just do it at a different hotel the next day.
But I feel like with credit cards, they're also like difficult to use now. Because I've lost my credit card number a couple times at this point to dumb scams, and they shut it down. People will try to buy something for more than, you know, whatever, and then they shut it down immediately because your credit card is used in one zip code in 1 hour and then overseas an hour later, and mm-hmm. That's some like weird scam shit. So I'm sure it works to a certain degree, but I like it. That was a pretty solid scam. Other hotel scams that we've talked about on this show was the free breakfast scam. You can just literally go to any hotel with a...
They'll never stop you.
Yeah, with a free breakfast.
I think my uncle went to prison for credit card scams.
With the San
for breakfast scams?
I think he was scamming credit cards. I can't remember exactly what he was doing. He worked in like telecoms in California. And I was like going to go like live with him so I could like get into like IT or whatever. And then like very soon after that, my dad was like, it's not a good idea. And I never found out why. And then
years later,
next Christmas was like, oh, well, Uncle Brian's in San Quentin right now. So
wow,
he's not going to make it.
Yeah. All my uncles were in prison growing up. We we would get a collect call from the Las Vegas, whatever it was called. The
correctional facility?
No, but there was like a name for it. I almost wish I remember the name because we would always hear it. It was always my Uncle Raymond. Always asking my aunt for $50 to send him in prison. I'm like a sucker. She always gave it to him.
Hmm.
All my uncles were terrible criminals. They were just in and out of jail all the time.
I think that's pretty normal in like certain like stratospheres, like financial stratospheres.
I just feel like, you know, if you're going to be a criminal, just be a little bit better at it.
Yeah.
Like, they were just fucking constantly getting caught. You know,
Tim, did you think about following your uncle to jail and doing IT for the Aryan Nation?
It didn't cross my mind at the time. But with the benefit of hindsight, okay, maybe I would have.
Everyone's got an uncle in jail, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a deadbeat. Somebody by accident.
Okay. How? Really?
Yeah. He had, his name is, you could probably look it up. His name's Ralph D'Amico. And, He had just had a baby with his girlfriend, and there were riots in his neighborhood because they
threw the baby
not too far off, dude. Because they were like, the city had proposed putting up housing projects, and the neighborhood was heavily Italian, so they weren't having it. So Italians were conflicting with the blacks, and they were making so much noise out front that my uncle took out a shotgun because somebody had thrown a rock through the window into the baby's room. The baby didn't get hurt, but he aimed the shotgun out the window and shot somebody.
Wow, and it killed them.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, how was it an accident, though? That seems like exactly what he wanted to happen.
Because he said it was farther away. He said he was doing it to scare them away, and it was from a far enough distance as to where it would have been difficult to aim a shotgun to kill somebody.
Right. Wow. That's fucking wild. And he went to prison?
Yeah, he got, I think it was like second-degree manslaughter, maybe.
How long did he go to prison for?
Not too long. I remember we went to go see him, and we would have to like write him letters and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. I've never visited anybody in prison. My mom and my dad were both in prison while I was alive. Or you know what? Maybe I did go visit my dad in prison. I did go visit my dad in prison. My sister told me this.
Did you just unlock a memory?
Yes. So my sister told me that because I don't remember. I was way too young. I was like 3, right? You just don't have these memories. But my sister said one time my mom brought us to go visit her dad. And there was another woman going to visit her man in prison, but they wouldn't let her visit her man because she didn't have kids. Mm. So our mother lent us to this stranger so that she could go visit her man in prison as well. So not only have I visited my father in prison, I've visited somebody else. Some dude. And just spent the afternoon.
You were out on loan.
Doggy, it was crazy.
Whoa.
But that's some like fucking Good Samaritan fucking junkie shit. Like, you know, that's like you help your fellow man.
Yeah.
Like I've had blown tire a couple times now at this point, and every time I blow a tire, somebody pulls over to help me.
Mm-hmm.
That's psychotic to me. Like I would never help somebody if it was like if it was a hailstorm and it was fucking like I would never pull over to help somebody in a million years. Somebody asked me, I was pulling up a parking lot. They're like, "Hey, do you have jumper cables?" I don't even know if I have jumper cables, but if I did, it ain't happening.
No one has them. You only carry jumper cables around to help other people.
That's crazy.
And then when you break down, you stand on the side of the road and you go, does anyone have jumper cables?
I tried to help a woman once. I got out to try to help her. You know how like some cars have the spare under the back of the car? Well, I got under there and I couldn't get it off. So I just dropped the thing and I got in my car and sped off.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Doggy, I would never help somebody like, I mean, I guess if it was a smoking hot chick. But not really. Like, I would have to call somebody over to help me with the car. I'd be stopping to be like, hey, I'll help you get more help. Like,
didn't
I don't know
somebody's
what
car
do.
Die outside the theater we did in Boston? And me and you were just like, that sucks, bye.
Maybe, possibly. Some,
we were hanging out with fans for like an hour smoking. And then after, there was like 2 guys left. And like, do you have jumper cables or cars? Then everybody left. And we were like, that sucks.
Yeah, I would. I'm not. I got to go. I have to be somewhere right now.
No, I'll stick around until I'm sure they're home safe. I might actually follow them home.
Would you help somebody?
Yeah,
would you?
We helped 2 ladies that one time.
Yeah, dude, we had to push 2 ladies' cars like up onto a sidewalk or something like that because
we were at like an anime game expo or so. What was that place?
No, we were at a hobby shop. With
okay,
our kids.
Yeah. And their kids were playing like fucking Dungeons and Dragons. We had our children there, just to be clear. 2 ladies broke down, and Tim and I helped them push their car up the sidewalk, and
the lady didn't know how to like. Use a key, like it was all keyless shit. Yeah. So she didn't even know how to like get the car into neutral. It was the most labor-intensive thing ever. Yeah.
Yesterday there was a man that his car pulled over or like it broke down, he got his thing up, and he needed somebody to help him push it over to the side. And instead of helping him, I beeped violently. And I said, "Get the fuck out of the fucking road, you motherfucker! The fuck is wrong with you, idiot?"
Did it fire him up enough to push harder?
No, dude. He just fucking went, "Whoa, I don't know what to do."
Dude, all right. So I used to commute on 76 outside of Philly, and every day there was an accident. This is like the worst road in Philly. Every day there was an accident. This is like two-lane highway. And one day I got rear-ended on the way to work, and I was just like instantly just like, motherfucker, this is the worst thing in the world. So I like the state troopers get us pulled all the way over from the like left lane. Traffic's fucked up and people are just driving by furious at me. Like, I've been there every other time. And now I'm the guy standing there. Guys in pickup trucks are driving by like, "You dumb motherfucker." It's like, bro, not even my fault.
Yeah.
So I've been on both sides. I still do it.
Yesterday I yelled at another guy. Same day. Different guy, because it was fucking crazy, dude. He's all right, I'm coming this way, and he's making the left turn, right, this way. I guess he's having a conversation with a guy on the road, like his neighbor, and he just stops in the middle of the fucking road.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, beep, which is not like anything crazy. And he's like, "I'm having a conversation." And then I just saw red. I was like, "Are you out of your fucking mind? Are you?" He's like, "You must not be from this neighborhood." And I was like, "No, I'm not from shitty Fairlawn, New Jersey. You're right. I'm not. This is a fucking shithole. You fucking..." This is right in front of Max Kelly. Bobby Kelly's son is in the back of my car. It was crazy. He's like, "It's okay. We should just go." I was like, "Shut up, Max. I got this." Ooh.
So you dropped it on him.
Ooh. Yeah, I had a fucking... I have a hard time letting shit go.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. There's nothing accomplished by yelling at this person.
Yeah.
At all. You just sort of like... I was trying to explain that to my son. He's like, "Dad, why do you curse so much?"
Yeah, it's never worth it to me.
But to you, that might have been a soft beep. But like a Puerto Rican beep is like a monkey screaming.
Doggy, I guess. Wah, 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 wah. Well, I yell and I curse to release. There's something behind that, right? Like releasing energy. If you curse, there's a release there,
you're
right?
You're popping off so that you don't build up and then spaz out.
Yeah, if I hold it in, I don't curse and yell and sort of release my anger and energy that way, I will fucking drive my car into a wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll blow your top.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Every morning, everybody should wake up, grab a pillow, and scream the N-word 3 times into it. It's the equivalent of 2 cups of coffee.
Swearing can have a truly liberating effect when we're feeling bottled up with frustration, saying the F-word, or similar can have an intermediate calming impact on the difficult emotions we might be experiencing. Thank you very much. I had to out-logic my son, because he was like, "Why do you curse?" And then I was like, "Well, why do you say shoot when you're upset?" And then I went into a whole thing about how it's the same thing. I quoted fucking Shakespeare. "A rose by any other name would still smell as sweet." I explained that whole thing to him. I swear to God, I shit you not. And then he was like, "Wow, Dad, you're smart." I was like, "I know, right?"
Damn. You're turning gay, dude.
Doggy, I really did. I fucking laid it down for him why I can curse and why he can't. But technically, he curses anyway when he says shoot or dang.
Do you ever hear him like sneaking a curse in when he thinks you're not around?
He's a really good fucking kid. He won't. No. Like, he rats his friends out for cursing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude.
I catch a little bit of flack for this, but I've just always been like weapons free with the kids cursing. Like, I completely demystified it when they were younger, and they never get in trouble for it when they're not around us. But when they're around us, they kind of let it fly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not... The way I explain it to him, it's just... just comes off as like when a child curses,
it's classless.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. classless.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, it's just it's sending a message that this child is completely out of control and that nobody cares about him or her.
I want people to know. Didn't about teach that. No, them we care about them, better. But I want them to know these are feral children and they are outside of your control. Actually, I barely have a grasp on them, dude.
But, I mean,
like, they're like, "Your kids are outside cursing." Like, "Well, did he have the conch?"
Well, where are you being a dumb fucking bitch?
But it's like, you know, it's almost like it's an act of control, right? So they're as you get older, your rules they change and they become less restricted. You could smoke cigarettes when you're 21 or drink alcohol or smoke weed or do whatever you want. When he's 18, he can curse and say whatever the fuck he wants. When he's 16, he can drive a car. When he's 13, he can have a phone. Like, there's like, we're going to get to certain points in his life where he can have the responsibility for free will. Mm-hmm. But as a child, you know, if I fucking just said, you know, say whatever you want, he's going to call somebody the N-word, and then I'm going to have to deal with it.
My kids have never done that.
You have no idea.
You have no idea.
I actually do have an idea. Yeah. I know exactly that they have it, dude.
Yeah. I have a few more things that cursing no, helps with.
Calls him Mr. Gant.
Shannon, what?
Cursing can also help with pain management, improve your workout, release stress, and make you appear more honest and authentic.
Okay. That's what people are always telling me.
Yeah, dude, you're honest and fucking badass.
You see in my children's faces, like, look at this honest Joe over here.
Do you see, who's this one guy who's going viral all the time right now? Speaking of working out. He's, what is he called? The Liver King?
Liver King.
Dude, this guy sucks.
What does he do?
Oh, this guy, he eats raw meat or
he
something?
Just eats raw meat. Whatever his thing is, it's just fucking, I mean, I kind of like it in a weird way. In a weird way, I watch his videos and I'm like, this is fucking psychotic. It's just crazy. But the thing that he does is he makes his whole family adhere to this crazy raw meat diet.
That's fun.
And they'll be sitting at a table just like eating like a bear's heart. And he's like, look, it's the fucking greatest treat on earth. Mom, 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 mom. It's crazy. Pull up some Liver King. Why not?
Here we go.
Or not.
Took this shot and I had two pieces of raw liver, and now we're gonna do it again.
That's not the Liver King, so Shannon. Start,
wait, right? It's coming. Hold on. Well, maybe this is.
Why are we showing some other guy's shit, Shannon? Please.
Hold on.
It's crazy. It's crazy that we can't just put one foot in front of the other. There's a guy called the Liver King.
Yes,
you can click on his Instagram profile. You just pull up another guy that ate a tiny piece of liver, and that's as far as it went.
Hold on.
It's as far as it. That's a crazy thing. It's a crazy thing.
It's not letting me log on to Instagram.
Well, whatever. I'm sure you can find the fucking Liver King on YouTube.
That's what I searched Liver King, and that's the first
thing. Jenna, pull up Liver. Type in Liver King on YouTube.
Here we go.
I want to see. There we go.
Oh, this guy.
It is snack time. Well, this isn't the most delicious snack. It is a sure as hell nutritious snack. I'm going to take a huge bite out of these testicles. All I did was remove the membrane here. You can see the other membrane's fully intact. Here we go.
Oh, doggy. What type of animal is this? Oh.
Mm. Wait for it.
Yeah, there's the cum.
Yep. It's like a Cadbury egg.
Anything out? I've been taking another bite.
How hard do you need to not want to be gay? To have to live this life.
Dude.
Yeah, his whole thing, he does like, I guess he has an ancestral lifestyle. That's the idea. Is he like just fucking...
Like stepmom porn?
Yeah, he does. But he eats like raw meats and like just bites the bone marrow out of bones and he's fucking... But he's obviously on a wild amount of steroids. Like just a crazy amount of steroids. They've asked him about it and then he like gives him like a beat around the bush response. He's like, I watched this one video on him. It was that guy, More Plates, No Dates. He does great fucking videos. And he's like, I guess they asked him the question. It was like, are you natural? And he was like, I have never cheated once in my life. And it was like, well, we're not asking you if you're in a competition. Like, do you take fucking steroids, dude?
He's got the hard belly. Isn't that a big steroid thing?
You can't get abs like that without taking steroids. It's impossible.
I thought you just got to get your body fat percentage low enough.
Doggy.
I think there's guys with six packs, but what that guy has.
It's like bulging.
Is like the bulging.
That big trunk?
No, he's got fucking, you can't get that. So that's like bodybuilder fucking like density. You can't get that big without taking something. It's just not going to happen.
Mm.
Any bodybuilders that you see that way, the human body doesn't grow that big without trying.
I hear that, but I also think that's a lie that we tell ourselves for just being fat, chubby bitches.
No, I don't think so.
Dude, you can't even get jacked without breaking the law.
Because then there's certain like injuries that wrestlers will get, and you're like, no, nobody else tears their quad because your quad was too big for your fucking body.
No.
Because you're on crazy shit.
No, I think that you... It's just the body type. I'm not saying that you can't be fucking jacked. There are guys that are fucking shredded that are natural, obviously.
Ralph.
You obviously Ralph's son.
What's up, Ralph?
But I'm saying, like, to get that type of density, that sort of, like, when you watch... His ab muscles are the size of biceps. Like, each individual muscle, it ain't happening. It's just not happening. I mean... I mean, I guess it could. I guess there's somebody in the world probably who will prove it wrong, but that's the exception. That's very, very
rare. Shannon, are you attracted to Liver King?
Do you like Liver King, Shannon? You'd let him on top of you?
No, I don't like this whole idea of eating raw meat. I don't like that. He also looks like he's probably really short, and that's why he looks so dense.
Fucking
what a bitch.
I'm vegan, so to date someone who just eats raw meat would be weird.
Wow.
Do you want to see another video of him?
Let's see another Liver King video. Yeah, dude, look at his shoulders.
Man, he eats a lot of testicles.
He's like balls.
You guys here's a dick. Balls?
Here's a dick.
Also, he's
they originally wanted to call him the Testicle King. I gotta start incorporating liver into my diet.
Wash it down with a glass of Cub.
I am Liver King.
I love balls.
Looking here.
I mean, what are you going to do? That's a powerful guy. What do you want?
He's a powerful man.
That's a super powerful man.
Yeah, dude, I can get motivated watching that, though. I can watch him fucking walk around with a backpack of weights and fucking eating raw balls, and I could go on to work out after that.
Yeah, I guess I could, too.
Yeah. Right?
That guy rules. That's the verdict. Liver King is sick.
It's liver the liver man. Poppy.
Yeah.
All right, let's fucking, let's wrap this one. It's been a lot of fun. As always, boys, my neck hurts. Don't beat me up today.
Thanks for having us up here. This is great.
Are fucking best.
Oh yeah, we forgot to mention we're going to be in Texas in May. By the way, I'm sorry to do this to you guys, but we're going to be in Texas May 25th to the 28th. Go to timbarley.com. The 29th. Timbarley.com. You can see the dates. I just had to get that out there.
Texas. Go have fun. Go please. We're in Texas.
Houston, the 25th. Austin, the 27th, the 28th, and then San Antonio on May 29th.
That's sick. Good for you guys. Go support those guys. We will be back on Wednesday with another great episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Go support Crack and Miko. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.